Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Leroy.
Yes.
Leroy, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of our call is because we want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple of minutes to spare?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. To start with, Leroy, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25 years, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
41 plus.
Thank you, sir. And what is the primary branch of the trade? You are a PCC restoration, mason helper,
yes,
or finish?
PCC.
PCC.
Pointer, caulker, and cleaner. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
I was a mechanic.
Mechanic? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And before you got retired, how many weeks were you unable to find work, when you wanted work?
I constantly worked all the time.
Okay. And yes or no, did you ever find it necessary to work for a non-union contractor?
No.
No. Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number of construction projects?
More.
More? What about
yes.
union construction projects? Do you get the sense there's more, few, or about the same?
I'm going to say more.
More, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment, about the same unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it'll get worse, it'll get better, or stay about the same?
Should get better.
Get better. Thank you. Back when you worked, did you have any concern when it came down to health and safety hazards? Were you concerned at your old job site, such as dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problem, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any safety concerns?
Never had any safety concerns.
Okay, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Okay. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing, picketing, and union organizing. Have you or have you not?
Not.
Not. Okay, thank you. And in the last 12 months, back when you worked before you became retired, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subject a little bit beyond the union world, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, or radio. Which one do you use the most to the least?
TV.
Okay. What about cable news, the internet, or social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, or radio?
Friends and neighbors and cable TV.
Okay. Thank you. And the last two, internet or social media, print or online newspaper, or radio?
Radio.
Okay. Thank you very much. Which of the following issues matter to you the most right now? Education, immigration, support to labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, jobs, and the economy, or something else?
Education.
Education, thank you.
Yes.
As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that all federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'll say the Democrat.
Democratic? Okay, thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Thank you. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
What about support for labor unions?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about immigration? It's okay.
I really don't know too much about immigration.
Okay, no problem. What about the economy?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about health care?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Thank you. Next. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Oh, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, turning back to BAC BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, in a small statement. what do you advise?
Send more delegates to the IU when something is needed to be spoken about.
When something needs to be spoken about.
Right.
And is any specific topics?
No. Any and all topics.
Okay. Thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on? In your own words, in a small statement.
To try to keep employment of all of their employees.
All of their employees.
Yes. The men, the body men.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union meetings, job site, mail, or text messages?
Union meetings.
Union meetings, okay, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more times a year.
Okay, thank you. Last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
White.
Thank you. Finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.